92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
The girl on the phone for today's second date update sent us an email saying, "I hope I didn't offend him." And her name is Maddie. Maddie, I'm offended that you think that you offended somebody else, okay? How you doing, Maddie?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Oh my God, you do sound like someone who just comes on so strong, Maddie. Where did you meet this guy?
Kind of a weird story, but I actually met him on the app OfferUp. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, yeah. It's like the cooler form of Craigslist that's a little less murdery.
Yeah, you just like buy and sell stuff from people, like Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was going to buy this guitar from this guy named Derek.
Do you play guitar?
No, I'm redoing my apartment, so I thought it would look cute. I have this like reading nook. It's a whole thing.
Oh.
Okay. It's a heartbeat.
So buy musical instruments for decoration.
That's cute.
I mean, like, if I have a party, someone else could play it.
No, totally.
Or it's obviously just a great way to meet a guy who plays a guitar, because I'm guessing the guy that you bought the guitar from is who you went out with?
Yeah, we guy named Derek, we met at a coffee shop, and I told him, and he was like, he was really cute.
Okay. Men with guitars. Oh,
how much
cost? I'm going to tell you now to stay away.
Sweet elixir.
But he was super nice. He offered to buy my coffee.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, perfect. I got my regular triple venti coconut milk 2-pump white mocha.
Oh, my God, girl.
Hey, dang.
Hey, if he's offering, then...
Right?
Right.
Okay. So wait, did you guys actually hang out, or did you just do the guitar exchange, give him the money, and that was it?
Yeah, we, like, talked very briefly. I mean, he bought my coffee, we exchanged guitars, and, like, we parted ways. Uh-huh. And then, like, not even an hour later, he texted me.
Okay.
And he was like, I didn't want to, like, ask you at the coffee shop, because I didn't want to make you feel weird, but I'd love to take you out tonight.
Oh,
nice.
Wow. So you guys went on a date.
Yeah.
That's a classy move. Where did he take you?
It was one of those bars where you throw axes.
Oh, it's like a newer thing.
Yeah.
I've heard of these. You throw axes at targets, like,
oh,
it's
my
darts,
God.
But with axes.
This guy, he's like trying to hold axes. He plays guitar. Like, oh,
he's
my God.
He's playing the man card really hard on you.
And so many red flags already. But how was the axe throwing?
Oh, my God, it was so fun. You have to go.
Ooh, I want to.
But they do cut you off. Like, you can only have, like, 2 drinks.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's just smart.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So I invited him back to my place. It was, like, not that late.
Yeah.
You could play me a song on the guitar.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is all just so perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a feeling I know how this night ended for her.
Well, we get back to my place, still having a good time, and he plays me Sweet Caroline.
Uh-huh.
And I jokingly was like, oh, is that the best song you know how to play?
Ooh.
Oh.
No,
you can't,
that's like such a joke.
No, you can't poke fun at a man playing guitar for you. That's a serious moment for any guy.
I'm with you, though. As soon as you said he started playing Sweet Caroline, I'm like, I thought he was going to, like, show off his skills.
Like, don't you know any, like, My Chemical Romance or something? Like, something modern? Ugh.
Anybody can play that.
Play
I mean,
Santana.
What did he say?
He was like, oh, no, I can play other stuff, like, mumbly, you know how guys are.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
And we were talking, and then he was like, well, I gotta go. I gotta get home.
Oh,
and he left.
Blew it.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
no, that's, like, obviously a joke.
It wasn't really, though.
Obviously not.
Yeah, so that's why you think that you maybe offended him?
I mean, that's all I can think of, because I thought we had a great time, and... Yeah, he's not texting me back.
Did you guys even kiss or anything?
No, we probably would have if I hadn't opened my big mouth.
Oh, my God. But, oh, man. So do you want to go out with him? Because he seems like, if that's the reason, that is incredibly sensitive.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I totally want to go out with him. Like, he plays guitar and he took me axe throwing. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like such a weird, fun day.
How long has it been since he last responded to you?
Like a week and a half, 10 days or something.
Wow.
Okay, well, if we get him on your phone, can we get through a whole conversation without you saying something offensive again?
Yeah.
I will bite my tongue.
Good.
All right, well, we're going to give him a call and get your second date update right after this, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. second date update.
Is this really the best second date update we can do?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I guess it is. Sorry. If you're just tuning in, Maddie is on the phone for a second date update. She met a guy when she bought a guitar from him on a marketplace app. They went out axe throwing together, and she invited him back to her place and asked him to play a little song on the guitar that she bought. And he played the song Sweet Caroline.
Classic.
Which, yeah, it's a good song, but not good enough for Maddie, because she tried to joke by saying, is that the best song you can do?
Totally joking.
Yeah.
Well, it may have offended him. The joke might not have come across, because now she's not getting a call back from this guy, Derek. Brooke, maybe you have some mom advice for this young single woman. I don't know.
I am also a woman who has dated many men, okay? And fallen for guitar players myself. And
yes,
I'm going to tell you right now.
20 years ago, draw on your experience.
Listen, it's a trap. That's all I'm saying, Maddie. They're all a trap, okay? And maybe he doesn't know any other songs. Maybe that's his one go-to song.
Oh, it's like his move.
Yeah, no. It was, like, really cute for him to play a song, but I mean, if you're going to, like, serenade a hot girl, play a song that's been on the radio in the last 10, 20 years, right?
I mean, it's a fair, like, point, I guess.
Not some, like, end-of-the-bar sing-along song.
Okay.
All right.
Wait. I mean, if that's all he knows, you'll still go out with him, right? Like, you're not actually judging your date based on his guitar knowledge.
Totally.
Okay.
We're all clear now. Let's give Derek a call. Are you ready?
Yes, let's do this. I have to be quiet, right?
Yeah. So try and be quiet, and we'll try and get the reason why he's not calling you back, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Can I speak to Derek, please?
This is Derek.
Derek, how you doing? It's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, what?
This is...
What or who, either one.
Yep. This is young Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Do you listen, perhaps?
Yeah, I have. What do you guys want?
Well, I'm glad. Sounds like some angry listening that you've been doing with
you
us,
sound
Derek.
Like a very friendly guy.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Second Date Update?
Yeah, I have.
I'm sorry. I feel like we're annoying you, Derek.
Yeah.
Is this a bad time?
Sorry, dude.
How can I help you?
Okay. We're doing a segment right now called the Second Date Update. It's where we call people who are blowing someone off after they went on a date with that person.
Okay.
And so you recently went out with a girl named Maddie. And she's wondering why you're not calling back.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Oh, so you remember Maddie?
Yeah, I do. And I, you know what? Just tell her I have a girlfriend. That's probably the best
you
way
do?
To handle this. Just tell her I have a girl.
What? Dude,
you have a girlfriend?
With her.
You guys, he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Well, I mean, I don't really have a girlfriend.
No.
Oh, okay.
God, you both are such suckers. Like, obviously, that's his excuse.
Oh, okay. So that's not the reason why you don't want to call her. What is the reason, though?
No, man, I don't want to get into any drama or anything. You know, I'm not really about that.
Did you think, I mean, you were attracted to her at some point, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, she seemed like she was a lot of fun, but I mean, I should have known she was high maintenance when I offered her a coffee and she got like a $7 drink.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, okay. Is it her high maintenance coffee order that...
No. I mean, look, she's fun, but I mean, you know how these kind of girls are. I mean, they're kind of crazy.
Wait, her coffee drink tells you that she's nuts?
The coffee was just the beginning, okay? So like after that, we go axe throwing and like... Uh-huh. It's kind of fun. And then she invites me back to her apartment and she's like, well, I hope we don't run into my ex.
What?
Oh, God.
Oh.
Was it? And I was like, what? Do you live with your ex?
Right.
And no, she doesn't. But they do live in the same apartment building.
Wait, they live together and she just moved down the hall?
Yeah, they lived together. And then after they broke up, she decided to just move two doors down as revenge.
So,
okay.
Wait, did you ask her why, though?
Well, she said that she thought it was funny that he had to deal with seeing her all the time, even though they were broken up.
I mean,
hey, neighbor.
That is kind of funny in a unstable kind of way.
In a psycho kind of way. I'm sorry, she's kind of psycho. I mean, that's what I was getting.
Psycho? Wait. I'm sorry. How
wait,
rude
I'm sorry,
are
what?
You? Did you really just say
okay.
that?
Okay, slow it down. Wait, slow it down.
Maddie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi. Wait, Maddie.
Why are you on the phone?
Yeah, we should have told you this maybe a little while ago, Derek. Maddie has been listening the entire time on the other line. And
oh, my gosh. This is why I didn't want to.
Yeah.
How rude of you to call a woman the F word.
It's actually the P word. I mean, if we want to be technical.
Yeah,
but, like,
psycho
I'm
spelled
gonna,
with a P, Maddie. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to lay that down.
Whatever. That was still rude.
Okay, wait, though. Yeah. Maddie, I mean, I think the important piece is like, why are you living two doors down from your ex?
Okay. I said that thing. Like, oh, I hope we don't run into my ex. Like, I was, like, lighthearted about it. I don't know why he's taking it so seriously.
Let me explain.
Okay.
First of all, he dumped me because I caught him cheating on me.
Okay.
So why didn't you dump him then?
You should get away from that guy farther than two doors.
Yeah. Seems like a good reason to move on, Maddie.
Well, he was being such a about it, and I wanted the apartment because it's, like, close to my job. Like, I already have a parking space, and he was being so rude about it, and I'm like, and an apartment, like, two doors down was opening up. Yeah, it's two doors down. Like, not my first pick, but that's where it was, and I wasn't going to let him win, you know? Like,
no, that is such a horrible idea on every, I mean, that just speaks to, like, your really poor judgment. I'm sorry. Do not want to be with someone
my poor judgment
like
it speaks to how he is a because it's easier for
I don't think anyone's debating that, but, I mean, why would you want to live next to that?
Yeah, Maddie, if this guy is such a jerk to you and he's wronged you in so many ways, why would you want to stay in close proximity to him?
It's like, to make him jealous?
To make him what?
He deserves to see me thriving and having fun and coming home with guys and hanging out with my girlfriend.
Oh.
Like,
but Maddie, that's what social media is for. Like, a normal person, when you want to seek revenge, you just post pictures of how great you look and you're in a new outfit and you partying with your friends, like, on Instagram.
I know. I am the professional of that. But he blocked me on everything.
Oh.
He blocked me on Venmo, people.
Oh,
wow.
That's okay. A special. He doesn't even want your money.
Maddie, you are better than him. Stop stooping to this level. I mean, you cannot let the guy who cheated on you have the even opportunity to block you. What are you doing?
I just... This apartment has a washer, dryer, in unit.
I will say a good apartment.
It is hard to
find. I'm going to tell you, that actually I could kind of get.
I don't
know?
Even have a washer dryer. I'm not going to lie, in my unit, so that's good.
So that doesn't, none of this feels awkward to you, Maddie? You feel totally comfortable seeing him all the time? And
yeah, he is the one that should have left, and hopefully he'll get the picture and he'll leave.
Oh, okay, so you're waiting him out.
Okay, well, at least you're not going to move when he moves.
Yeah, you're waiting him out or you're not over him. I don't know. I think we're
both.
We're, like, flying somewhere, in both zones right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, either way, like, whatever the reason is, you shouldn't tell a guy who you're on a first date with that your ex lives in the same building as you. Like, that's just a really weird vibe and honestly just makes the guy scared and made me want to just run away.
I'm sorry I made you feel that way, but I just wanted you to know that if we ran into him or if he was around, then you would have known, you know, but like, you just don't think about it.
Yeah. I mean,
don't think about it.
What's wrong with you? Stop thinking about it. Okay.
Your fault.
I mean, Maddie, he does bring up a good point, Maddie. I mean, that's like more like fourth date topic. Once you've got the guy hooked and then he can't go back because he already likes you. That's when you drop knowledge like that.
I barely see him. I see him once a week at most, and it's like in passing.
I mean, yeah, I think the real question is, Maddie, are you sure you're ready to move on? Are you sure you're ready to date?
Yes. Honestly, Derek, you have nothing to worry about. You're, like, way bigger than him, and if we did see him and, like, things got intense, you could definitely beat him up.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No,
Maddie, I don't think that's what it
is. So what? Wow. Do I have to move for you to date me? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, that's, like, the bare minimum that you have to do to date me.
Oh, my God. Now who's being high maintenance?
Well, yeah. You gotta lower your expectations here,
really?
Derek.
Really?
Let's see if Derek is open for this. Derek, would you be willing to go out on a second date with Maddie? We will offer to pay for it.
Yeah.
No.
What? Why?
Hey, she's got a washer and dryer, Derek. You could bring over loads of laundry.
Mm-hmm.
That's very enticing, but I'm good.
Oh.
Okay, Maddie, have we learned anything from this?
Yeah, but he's high maintenance and the worst.
I think that's right. Okay. Yes, men are high maintenance and
the worst.
Yeah, and the worst. We are the worst, Maddie. I am so sorry.